Today we begin a new series of our community outreach collections, beginning this Sunday and continuing through January. This one will be to benefit the Friendship Club for the Handicapped, particular appeal that they are working on this time of year. To tell us a little more about that, I'm very happy to welcome to our service this morning Kathy Selmer, who is the director of the Friendship Club.
I wanted to give you a little history of what the Friendship Club is all about, for those of you that don't know. In the mid-1940s, there were three handicapped members of the greater national community that decided to meet together purely to enjoy one another's company. Back then, in the 40s, handicapped individuals typically would not or could not venture out at all because they couldn't get out because of the confines of their space, and they couldn't socialize, and many of them desperately wanted to socialize with other members of their community and members of the community at large. By chance, two women in Nashville heard about this and became aware of the small group that was getting together on a regular basis, and they encouraged the group to meet and allowed them to gather in their homes. And then the word that this was going on developed throughout the handicapped community, and all of a sudden, many, many, many people started to come to these meetings, and the number outgrew the ladies' living room. So soon they realized that they really had to have something better. They needed a larger facility. And one of the ladies knew the president of the Van Lions Club and approached him and said, "Is there anything that you can do for us?" And so the Lions Club, in conjunction with Penachunk Waterworks and also the mayor at the time, Mayor Baji, they all got together and they put their heads together and decided, well, I think we can do something, because at that time, there were many members of the community that, as are now, skilled laborers. So they got everybody together and they built us a lovely facility on donated land on Orchard Avenue, which is where we sit currently. And on June 21st of 1954, the keys to the building were finally turned over to the members, and all of the members at that time started meeting in the club. The sole purpose of our club is to further the interests of the permanently disabled in every manner possible. Those of us directly involved today know how much this organization is and how important it is to many members that we currently serve. Our members come twice a week to enjoy one another's company. They play games, bingo is very big, participate in various activities, and have two home cooked meals. The facility does have a large, brand new, hasn't even been used yet, commercial kitchen that we were required to install. If you can just imagine a building built in the 1950s, when you opened the doors up until about 6 months ago, it was a time warp. You walked in and you were back in 1952, 1954. It was amazing. So in the 52 years since the facility was opened, we've touched many, many lives, and we have been able to, through the generosity of the community and friends through the many years, maintain the building to the best that we could. Unfortunately, it was never maintained to the current rules and codes and laws, and that's where we're encountering our difficulty today. Why we're here today and why I want to thank all of you from the bottom of my heart is that we're looking to, at this time, replace our chairs. We have, the chairs are still from 1952. Amazing that they've stood up this well, but there's many screws and nails and things in there. And we really need to have those replaced. We have about 65 chairs that we're needing to replace at this time. We also have other things that we are in desperate need of to be replaced, and we're looking into installing a sprinkler system in the building, because the fire department has said, because of the special community that we serve, it's very important that we have something in place that in case there is a fire in the facility, we are able to get our members out safely. And everybody realized that a sprinkler system was probably the best way to go, but unfortunately one of the most expensive things to do. We currently serve about 35 to 50 people at a time. As I mentioned, they do come twice a week, and we do serve them a home-cooked meal. And many of the members have told me through the past year, because I've only been with the organization now for almost a year, that this is the only time that they get to get out. This is the only time that they get to have a home-cooked meal, to visit with their friends, to leave the confines some of their nursing home room or wherever they happen to be, and to see them come together and just enjoy one another's company. It's so enlightening, and it's been so enriching for me. Having had an opportunity to deal with this group, I came in with a preconceived notion of what a handicapped person was all about, what these people with their severe disabilities were all about. And I'll tell you, over the last several months, they have totally changed my mind. And it's amazing. It's been an amazing journey. So I want to thank all of you so much for allowing us to do this outreach to you. And any assistance that you can be for us is sincerely and greatly appreciated. Thank you.